Hey, if you have a family history of heart disease, or you worry about stroke or heart attack, diabetes, Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center has put together a seminar with other doctors he's invited that's going to take place next Thursday, the 18th, at 6:30. It's only an hour long. Not a lot of your time would be taken up at Bloomington Country Club because, as Dr. Mike says, and will tell us here in a minute, things like heart attack, stroke, and diabetes is preventable even if you have a family history of it. And so we're going to bring in Dr. Mike Milligan. I'm Mark Strauss. I'm the TV guy on the radio. Thanks for being here on this snowy Friday afternoon. They did say we might get some snow today. It's not going to stick. It's not going to accumulate. But it's out there. Just take a look out the window. It's there. All right. Every month we get together with Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center. And Dr. Mike isn't just about teeth. He's about your overall health. If you've listened to any of our segments, you know this. And how your oral health is attached to your overall health. But he takes it even a step further today with this installment. Dr. Mike, how are you?
I am wonderful. We're looking out the window, though, at those snowflakes, and I'm not ready for that.
Yep. Well, it's always a shock to the system. Oh. All right. This is interesting to me because, as you and I were talking about during the break, our news break before our segment, you know that I had a heart procedure last year because, and I don't smoke, never have, don't drink, had low cholesterol, went to the doctor every year, got all the tests, everything always checked out. Doctor said, your weight's okay. Yeah, you could lose 5 or 10 pounds, but you're doing pretty good. And then last fall, all of a sudden, I felt some minor discomfort, and I was proactive about it, went in, had a stress test, found out that the main artery of my heart was 99% blocked, and I needed angioplasty, you know, a cardiac cat procedure. Mm-hmm. You say that even though you have a family history and you get checked out every year, that could have been avoided. Now, how could that have been avoided?
The standard of care is what's being practiced out there for the most part. And the standard of care is just enough to avoid being sued, basically.
So when I go in every year for my annual checkup, they're not checking enough?
They're not looking at some of the things they should be looking at. Exactly. Yes, there's a standard of care, but then there's optimal care. And we're going to talk more about optimal care. I mean, you know, if what you want is C-grade prevention for your heart attack, stroke, diabetes, that's standard of care. But what an insurance company would pay for and what's out there. But if you want definitely to prevent those things, which we see it all the time. I saw three last week of my patients that had had a heart attack or stroke, some type of an event. And then they've had it, you know. But what you want to do is prevent those things because they're terrible. They're life-changing and they're no good. And so you want optimal care. And yes, there are many things that can be done to prevent heart attack, strokes, and diabetes way early, much earlier than when they're catching it now. And if you can prevent it, then they don't even have anything to catch.
So that's why you have arranged for this seminar.
Yes.
At Bloomington Country Club next Thursday at 6:30, and you're going to have other doctors there with you to talk about a method or tests that allow you to get more information, more than I was privy to.
Correct.
But, you know, the test that my doctor took, that's what almost every physician that administers those tests at a checkup every year, they're all doing the same thing.
Right, and that's the best they know. But there is more out there, and there are pockets of this. There are the one that I subscribe to is the Bale-Doneen method. Dr. Brad Bale out of Nashville and Amy Doneen of Spokane And they're becoming very popular, their method for heart attack and stroke prevention.
What do they do?
And it was in their family. And I found them because it was in my family. My father and my uncles died way too early from cardiovascular disease, heart attacks, and strokes. And I didn't want to. So about 7 years ago, I found them, became their patient. I go out to Spokane once a year. My brothers, I'm going to lunch soon with my accountant. And he and his wife go now, but the yard person for our office goes out there, and they all say, "Wow, I'm so glad you sent me, because it's in our family history, and we don't want these things." Well, now they teach all over the country. Brad and Amy, I've become very good friends with them, and we have a physician in Springfield who is trained in their method. I just spoke with one this morning. From Champaign, and he's going to come over and speak a few minutes.
It's the Baldonine method.
Yes.
And but you can't get that. You can't just walk into your own doctor's office and get that.
No. All right. There's one in Morton, so they're around.
So close by.
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a break here, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to have you explain what is done during this Baldonine test that's different than what we're used to seeing when we go into the doctor's office for our checkup every year.
Right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. He's Dr. Mike Milligan in our Eastland Dental Center segment, 119 at WJBC. Dr. Mike Milligan's here, 121 at WJBC. It's our Eastland Dental Center segment. And I think I'm going to keep Dr. Mike a little longer today because this is such an important topic. If you or someone you know is worried about heart disease in your family, have a history of it, these tests, this Baldonine method test that Dr. Milligan is going to explain for us, it's a new way to monitor whether or not you're a candidate for heart attack, stroke, or diabetes. All right,
yeah.
So Dr. Mike, what we all know, we get the blood test every year. They check for cholesterol levels and triglycerides and all that other stuff.
Right.
And you say that's not enough. So where does this test go that those other tests don't?
Okay. We do look for risk. They do look for risk factors. For instance, personal family history of cardiovascular disease or of heart attack, stroke, or diabetes, elevated cholesterol, nicotine use, high blood pressure, obesity, sleep problems, your age, your gum disease, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, psoriasis, etc. Several risk factors they look for. But they also look for soft plaque in the wall of your artery. That's soft lipids in the wall of your artery. And these are the things that, once you get that plus inflammation, can burst out of the inside of the artery there, the endothelium, the skin layer inside the artery, and then your clotting factors come in and they form a clot. Then you get your heart attack or stroke.
From the clot or from...
Yeah, from the clot.
Or from...
Not just that it builds up and closes the wall.
From plaque catching onto the clot.
And closes the flow. Yes,
that's what it is. Because that's a concern too, right? If you have some sort of obstruction there.
Yeah,
or partial obstruction, that particles of plaque will get caught on that, and then that starts to build up, you know, an obstruction.
That's not totally the way it works. It's these small lipids inside the wall, the soft plaque inside the wall of the artery, get inflamed, and then there's a break in the lumen, in the endothelium, the lumen of the artery, and then the inflammatory cells come and they form a clot. Okay, and that's what blocks the artery. It's not just the buildup of lipids in the artery that eventually the flow gets so small that it closes it off. It's this clot that forms. In fact, I did an interview with the cardiac surgeon. It's on my website, oralsystemiclink.net, the interview I did with the cardiac surgeon that found that, internationally famous. it totally changed the way coronary disease and cardiovascular disease is treated. But so they look for those things, but then they look for this soft plaque in the artery. And it's just a very easy scan of your carotid artery. They put a little machine on your skin there for about 5 minutes on each side and can determine the amount of the plaque inside the wall of the artery. Then if this gets in, then if you get inflammation in your body, and that's where dentistry comes in. The gum disease or the abscessed teeth or et cetera can cause inflammation. But if you get inflammation in your body, this can then facilitate that rupture of that plaque into the inside of the artery, where you get that blood clot. Now, if it blocks the flow right there, you get necrosis of the tissue in that area. If that clot then moves through your bloodstream to another place, if it lodges in your heart, you get a heart attack. If it lodges in your brain, you get a stroke. But that's called an embolus. So that's the way that works. And so they monitor the inflammation level, they monitor your lipids, but there's the soft plaque. That soft plaque can get calcified. And that's what your calcium, coronary calcium tests show, the calcified plaque. That's not the most dangerous. That's old calcified plaque. It's the soft plaque, the young soft plaque that can rupture.
I'm going to stop you right there. Just stay where you are. And we're going to break for a CNBC Wall Street Report. I'm going to keep you here for the next half hour, and then we're going to ask you about how the test is conducted. You know, what does it cost? How intrusive is it? Those sorts of things. Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center is here talking about prevention of heart attack, stroke, and diabetes, and a seminar he's having with some guest doctors he's bringing in. That'll be next Thursday at Bloomington Country Club. It's free. Anyone can attend. Important information that Dr. Mike thinks we all should learn. It's our Eastland Dental Center, Dr. Mike Milligan segment. I just, you know, it just feels like this.
No, it looks terrible.
You were
going to
play golf
there.
Today.
I was supposed to play golf, yes, yeah. This afternoon.
Well, you're not
going to
now. Have you ever played golf in this stuff before?
I have, but that was a long time ago, and I don't do that anymore.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Mike about this seminar that he has arranged. It's a free heart attack, stroke, and diabetes prevention seminar that he's hosting next Thursday at 6:30 for an hour at Bloomington Country Club. I have a feeling it might last longer than an hour because just like me with you here, there are going to be people there who are going to want to ask a lot of questions after the presentation. So tell us about
Absolutely.
What's going to take place and who's going to be there. I think we mentioned them. They're areas of expertise. One of them is trained in this Baldonian method testing for heart attack, stroke, and diabetes.
Yeah, Dr. Craig Bax from Springfield, and he comes up here about a day a month and treats patients in the Bloomington area. And so he will be speaking for 30 minutes, and Dr. Chris Kammer, the founding father of the American Academy for Oral Systemic Health, which I'm on the board of, How the Mouth Affects the Body, national organization, he will speak for about a half hour, a little less, because just this morning, Dr. Fellner from Champaign, who's trained in the Baldonian technique, I spoke with him, and he's going to come over and bring some people, and he'll speak for 5 or 10 minutes. After that, we'll have a question and answer session until all questions are answered. But the main talk, it'll be about an hour, and there'll be a lot of information on how to prevent these, as well as the testing and the cost and things of that nature. I go out to Amy Donine in Spokane. My brothers do. Many people are referred to. My wife goes to Dr. Bax, and a number of people I've referred go locally. And so,
and you say there's somebody in Morton that administers
yes.
this test,
yes,
too.
Yes, Dr. Roberta
What
Van
does it cost? Zandt.
You know, I don't know what it's going to be after insurance, because I'm a dentist, they're the physicians. They deal with that. but it's not very expensive. The initial testing and the screening is very little. It might be under $100 or so, the initial screening. And then if more testing is required or suggested, then it would be a little more. Well,
but you got to make a doctor's appointment. That costs you some money, right?
Well, what I'm saying is, yes, but the initial screening and all is not very expensive at
I'm
all.
Just asking you because I know that there are listeners listening to this interview who are saying, well, I wonder what that costs, because they know what their annual checkup may cost. Would this be part of an annual checkup? Would you have to get this done more than once a year?
It depends on your what they find with the screening. If they find not much, then you're good to go. You know, probably for a year. Again, the physician would make the call on that. I'm a dentist. I make the call on the dental aspect of this. But they will be speaking there. So if you come, they'll answer all of those questions. But I do know that it's very inexpensive to do the screening and see if you require more testing. If you do, I think most insurance companies are going to pick up the vast bulk of that. So I the cost of these screenings and procedures is not very expensive. Certainly, when you look at the cost of if you had a heart attack or a stroke, both in financial cost as well as physical and mental cost, it's so much less.
All right. I know you're a dentist and you're not a physician or a doctor of medicine,
yes.
You know. But I'm going to ask you this question anyway,
sure.
Because you're the only one in the studio to ask. Let's say they find something.
Yes.
What do they do about it?
Additional testing to see the exact disease in your arteries.
You treat it how? Medication?
It can be medication. There's a lot of education with this. They spend a lot of time with you, educating you.
How new is this?
Bale and Doneen have been practicing this for about 20 years. They've been
How come
teaching,
we haven't heard about it?
Well, they've been teaching this around the country probably for the last 12 to 14 years. I was attracted to them because over several years that they had been practicing this method, they had one heart attack, no strokes, and the heart attack fully recovered after practicing this method for several years that they developed. With my family history, my father's, my uncle's having died at an early age of cardiovascular disease, I immediately became their patient in 2011. And everyone that I've sent them is thrilled that they have gone.
So let's use your experience just as a touchstone here. You went in, you had the test.
Yes.
What did they find since it's in your family history?
They found that my the age of my arteries was older than my chronological than what I really was.
You're how old now?
Age. Right now I'm 66.
All right.
But when I
you were 58 back then, right?
Yes. And I had the artery age of a 65-year-old. I now have the arterial age of someone in their 50s.
So what are they doing to treat you to change that?
They've improved my diet. I know what I'm supposed to eat. I am exercising better, and they've got me on some supplements and a couple of two medications at very low dose that I take daily. And with that, my arterial age is much younger than my chronologic age now, how old I really am. And I know I'm not going to die from a heart attack or stroke.
Has the sign of the plaque inside the wall of the artery, has that dissipated?
Yes.
See, I didn't know that could happen.
That can happen, yes. Yes, the lipids in the cholesterol in my arteries, in the wall of my arteries, is much less with the things that they have recommended.
All right. I'm going to wrap it up here. But if you'd like to learn more, this stuff, the seminar is on Thursday of next week at Bloomington Country Club at 6:30. Do you have to register for this event, Doctor?
Please give us a call. Actually, if you'll go to oralsystemiclink.net, go to patients, go to heart attacks, scroll all the way down to the bottom. You'll see some information on this. Or you can call my office at 309-663-4711 or email us at team@eastlanddental.com. We can get you more information. But and we would like you to call us or email us that you're coming. You don't have to, but it helps us to plan for the number of people. Love to see you there. Bring anyone you want. And this is free to you. We're just trying to get this word out.
Sure, learn about it. It's the first time I'm hearing about it.
The Baldonine goal is to eradicate heart disease, no longer the number one killer, which it has been since 1900, and they want to do that in the next few years.
Mike, thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
We'll see you next month. Dr. Okay. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center in our Eastland Dental Center segment.